cosmetic makers might be getting a makeover. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. The people who make makeup and perfume are expecting more government oversight under this new Congress and the Obama administration. Julie Grant's been following this. So, Julie, what's happening at the makeup counter?
Well, I went to the mall near me and I spoke with Claudia Lamancusa. She sells high-end cosmetics and she's been doing it here for more than 30 years. She says they recently started making a line of what they call natural powders, blushes, and eyeliners because she says it's what the customers want.
Well, I think they're asking for them. They see it a lot on television, so the trend is going toward more natural products.
And now the cosmetics industry is expecting that the government is going to ask more questions about what's in makeup.
Now, these cosmetic makers already have to test products to make sure they're safe for people to use, right?
Yeah, that's right. But they don't have to test the environmental impacts of the chemicals in their products. Industry officials expect that to change when Congress overhauls the Toxic Substances Control Act.
Toxic substances in makeup?
Yeah, that's the concern. And the makeup makers say it's going to mean that they'll have to start reporting to a new, tougher environmental protection agency.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Julie.
Thanks, Lester.
This is the Environment Report. You know, there are so many taxi cabs on big city streets, that might seem like a really good place to start using gas-electric hybrids. Well, the mayor of New York City wants to do exactly that, but Samara Freemark finds out not all the taxi drivers are thrilled with that plan.
So if you ask a New York City cab driver what kind of car he drives, chances are this is what you'll hear.
Crown Victoria.
I want a Crown Victoria, that's it.
Crown Victoria is the car for the taxi, no question about it.
The Crown Vic is this big, solid, safe thing. It's got a lot of leg room. It's easy to repair. But it burns a lot of gas, and that means a lot of pollution, especially when you realize that there are 13,000 cabs in New York City. All that pollution contributes to asthma, heart disease, and a mess of other health problems. And that is why New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg has a plan to encourage cab companies to buy hybrid.
To turn New York City's yellow cabs green.
Cute slogan, but here's how Bloomberg's plan would actually work. A lot of cabbies don't own their own cars. They lease them from cab companies. Bloomberg wants to lower the fee companies can charge drivers to take out the Crown Victoria, so company owners would make less money on conventional cars. And he wants to let cab companies charge drivers more to take out hybrids. Companies that chose those cars would make more money, giving them a pretty good reason to go green. There's something in it for the drivers, too. Yeah, they'd have to pay more to rent the hybrid cabs, but they'd make up that money, and then some, in gas savings. So I went out to the curb to ask some cabbies what they thought of the mayor's idea. Sukhinder Singh liked it.
That's not a bad idea. Yeah. If you're giving $3, $4 or $10 extra, you know that when you go home, you're getting back because you're spending less money on the gas.
But a lot of cab drivers like Lal Singh aren't that enthusiastic.
Of course, we wish not to pay more money for the gas. But this Crown Victoria car is a very big-time strong car. These hybrid cars, they are not for taxi.
And Singh pointed out one more problem with Bloomberg's plan. He told me it looked pretty good when it came out, when gas was $4 a gallon. But prices now are about half that. That means cabbies don't save that much money when they pick a hybrid. And so they have even less reason to give up their beloved Crown Victorias.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Joyce Foundation and the USDA's Cooperative Extension Service. You can hear this report and get more information at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.